Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
I adopted rich people's habits, and this is how my life changed. We all dream of success, and who better to look up to than those who built their own empires from scratch? These people claim to have certain habits that helped them to get to where they are today. Well, this piqued my interest, so I decided to try these habits out for myself for 6 months. I had big expectations, and I was certainly not let down. Here's how it went. You know the saying, the early bird gets the worm? It's true. Successful people are rarely night owls. They go to bed and wake up quite early. So this was the first habit I decided to take on. When I started this experiment, I was at a time in my life when I loved staying up late to watch my shows, play video games, and surf the web. I was one of those people with about 5 different alarm clocks, and each morning I would hit snooze several times on every single one. So you probably get what I'm saying when I tell you that this was the hardest habit to get into. But with the power of steel, I decided to wake up at the same time every day and come to work an hour early. I couldn't have done this lifestyle of the rich and famous experiment without this cool fitness tracker with an alarm clock. It kept track of my heart rate and knew if I was still asleep after the alarm went off. And in that case, it vibrated until I woke up. Of course, the switch wasn't easy to make. It took me 3 days to get the schedule right. But by the end of the first week, I noticed that I was able to do way more before noon than I could ever do during the whole day. One more week made the impossible possible. I started waking up early in the morning, completely well-rested and excited to start a new day. Not too bad of a start, right? The next step in my plan was to start exercising every day for at least 30 minutes. Everybody swears by it, including self-made successes. But again, just one pitfall. I don't exercise much. You know, like a lot of people, I would join a gym but then start slacking off and only go like once a month. Well, it was time for a change, so I decided to join a gym once more, but this time I was going to work out 4 times a week and stick to it. The hardest part here wasn't even going to the gym itself. It was exercising after working all day. I just wanted to sit back, relax, watch a movie, or take a nap after a long day at the office. But if it's marked on the calendar, you have to go to the gym no matter what, was the rule I made for myself. After just 10 days, it already became a habit. My laziness and tiredness in the evenings had vanished, and my body was ready for physical activity. Because the toxins would leave my body faster, I started sleeping better and waking up easier. Besides, exercising was a good way for me to relax. I became more concentrated and calmer. Incredible, right?
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I loved this feeling of a clear and open mind, so I decided to start meditating as part of the experiment too. If it helps successful people stay on top of their game, it should help me out too. So I did it for 20 minutes a day and divided that time into 2 sessions. One 10-minute session in the morning and one in the evening. And it was super easy. I just turned on the sounds of nature in any free meditation app I could find and let my mind be at ease. In my experience, meditation turned out to be a really good way to get my head straight and renew my energy. I noticed the results during the second week of my schedule. My usual tension decreased. It was easier for me to think my tasks through during the day, and I was able to come up with answers to any questions or problems much easier than before. Since then, meditation has become my secret weapon for better relaxation and a clearer, sharper mind. Now it was time for me to start being ambitious, to set goals for myself and achieve them, to create some order in the chaos of my house cleaning, work tasks, and life in general. I decided to make weekly to-do lists. There are tons of apps out there for this, and good old post-it notes work as well. In the beginning, when I looked at the huge to-do list on my calendar, it seemed impossible to make it until the end of the experiment with such a packed schedule. But it was a whole lot easier than I thought. Even though I didn't manage to tackle all my tasks, I was able to do more things in the first week than I did during the entire previous month. And surprisingly, I didn't feel exhausted at all. I guess the good quality sleep, exercise, and meditation were working their magic. Another habit I set for myself was to meet new people as much as I could. After all, networking is like currency for successful people. At first, I made a list of all the people I knew and split them into two groups. The first group consisted of useful people, the ones I felt comfortable with and wanted to see as much as possible. The second group was made up of toxic people, those who made me feel bad and who I wanted to see as rarely as I could. To make new friends, I decided to visit different exhibitions and events that suited my interests. You'd never guess how many new and interesting people with similar hobbies you can meet in just one day. I learned to find common ground with people from the get-go, met a lot of extraordinary individuals, and made some really good friends. Really putting myself out there also helped my confidence significantly. Thanks to my new sleeping schedule, I had a lot more free time. I decided to spend it wisely and started reading more useful books. It wasn't that difficult of a change because I am a bookworm at heart. It's just that I rarely had time to read them before, but thankfully, this experiment changed that. Reading for fun is great and all, but successful people read for a purpose. That's why I went mostly for biographies, self-help books, history books, and professional literature. I carried a book with me at all times and read it on the way to work and back home or during lunch. During my workouts and walks, I listened to audiobooks or podcasts. As a result, by the end of the first month, I had finished my fourth book. They taught me a lot of helpful techniques and useful lessons that really broadened my horizons. The next trick was surprisingly effective. I had always heard that a lot of successful people, like Steve Jobs for instance, keep a super minimalistic approach to fashion, often wearing the same outfit every day. I decided to follow their example and wear simple clothes. I donated all my printed tees, torn jeans, and other sort of trendy or unique items. Then I went to the store, bought a few plain identical t-shirts, sweaters, and pants, and put them all in my closet. This wardrobe change was one of the best decisions I made during the experiment. I no longer had to waste time every day choosing my outfit, deciding whether or not it matched or if it was trendy and whatnot. And the cherry on top, I save money in the long run since fashionable clothes are often more expensive. Thinking about saving money on clothes got me thinking about how I can save in other areas too. Truly smart and successful people control their expenses and don't spend money on useless things. So I followed suit and decided to make it a habit to be thrifty. I started out by making a list of everything that I bought every day so that I could see what I spent my money on. I realized that it was much cheaper to buy food for the entire week rather than going to the grocery store almost every single day. I had a different strategy for bigger purchases. Whenever I wanted to buy something, I asked myself, will this thing be useful? Will it make me better? If the answer was yes, then I wrote it down on my wish list. If 2 weeks later I still wanted to buy this item, I got it. But most of the time, I ended up changing my mind within those 2 weeks. This system helped me save 40% of my salary in the first month and almost 60% in the second. It was totally worth it. Now, 6 months later, I've realized that words can't describe how much these new habits have helped me. It might sound cliche, but they really did completely change my life for the better. It wasn't easy at first, but now I read more, I get tired less, I have new friends and acquaintances, and I use my free time more productively. What more can you expect, right? No doubt about it, I'm going to keep up with these habits and definitely add some more.